One of our first people to speak on the program here at the Dairy Solution Symposium is Joe Kleene. I'm going to let you tell me a little bit, first of all, about yourself and who you work for and what you do.
Okay, my name is Joe Kleene. I'm from Germany, and currently I'm working for the company Alta Genetics, and I'm working as an advisor on herd health on large dairy farms. So everything bigger than roughly a 500, it's interesting for us and particularly to me.
Well, since you're kind of our kickoff speaker here, tell us what your message is for the group that's attending here.
Well, as you know, the whole symposium is more or less about subacute ruminal acidosis, or ruminal acidosis in general. And it's one of those topics where we know quite a lot, but actually if we think about the problem, we do not know a lot how ruminal acidosis is working, what its effects are. And basically what I'm going to do is telling about the occurrence of ruminal acidosis and what it could mean to us. And this is made from the perspective, my perspective, as a field practitioner and advisor.
What either would be an example or something that you have found in terms of what the actual impact would be or can be?
To be quite honest, I'm not quite sure. Acidosis is there, that's for sure, but no one of us can be sure what the actual impact on a real herd is. I give you an example. I was 2 years ago, I was giving advice on a dairy farm in the UK, and there was everything. It was terrible udder problems, lameness prevalence was surprisingly high for a dairy farm, and a lot of things went wrong there. Now, traditionally, we would say these animals were lame because they had acidosis. And the animals had acidosis, and it might make sense, and the feeding management pointed to the fact. However, I wasn't too sure about this. What I found for myself is that the feeding management itself was a mess, and that, from my point of view, the animals had acidosis because they were lame. So leading to insufficient dry matter intake, selection from the diet, and the whole housing was not really encouraging a good fermentation.
Would then you suggest that there be more research to try to quantify impact?
I don't know how this research should look like. We have a lot of models, clinical trials, which are helpful, which help us understanding the complex of acidosis. But in order to get information on ruminal acidosis, we would need field studies covering a lot of herds with continuous pH measuring, and I don't know. In my opinion, and this is purely from a practical point of view, as long as you try to maintain good feeding practice standards, as long as your rations are okay, as long as your animals are housed well and encouraged to production, I think you don't have to worry about acidosis too much.
Wonderful. Anything else you'd like the participants to take away from your presentation that we didn't touch on?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it is, I had a view from both worlds, so theoretical and practical, and I hope that I will be able to get the conflicts or the conflicting aspects of this whole problem across to my audience, and as long as they follow me and thinking like that, I'll be happy.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking with me here at the Dairy Solution Symposium. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.